Good morning, Cozy Zone friends. Ben Weber here. My guest this week for episode 8 of Cozy Zone with Ben Weber is Raina Bonaparte. Raina is a native New Yorker, an applied theater practitioner, and a comedian. She is also a wonderful human being, someone I find extremely inspiring, someone I find extremely invigorating to spend time with. I'm so grateful she agreed to do Cozy Zone with me. She invited me to her friend's amazing apartment in Battery Park City to record this super special Cozy Zone episode. I know you'll enjoy it as much as I did. Raina also inspired me to really get out there and go to an open mic. You know, I've been identifying as a comedian this whole time. Haven't done a lot of open mics. I've done one in my life, and I need to do one again. So I'm going to make a comedy oath here today saying that I will sign up for an open mic this week. It's going to be great. Hey, did you get my email? Subject line is Cozy Zones are for sharing. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't receive my email and would love to, please sign up for periodic Cozy Zone updates. To do that, you can visit www.benweberprojects.com. Scroll down or click read more and sign up. There's the little sign up thing right there. Put in your name and email. You're going to get some periodic updates from me with super special content. Please like Cozy Zone Foundation on Facebook. Remember that unlimited support comes from the wonderful, generous people at the Cozy Zone Foundation, an imaginary philanthropy. Please follow me on Instagram at Ben Weber Projects, Twitter at Cozy Zones. That's Cozy Zone with an S. Pinterest.com/CozyZone. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. I just also want to take a moment to reflect on what is happening in Baltimore right now. That city and cities around the country is in desperate need of healing. I'm sending love and prayers to the city of Baltimore, sending love and prayers to the loved ones of Freddie Gray. Black Lives Matter. Please enjoy episode 8 of Cozy Zone, Raina Bonaparte in 22B.
Tell me about your outfit, Ray Ray.
Okay. Shout out to Caleb Bark, who gave me this, what I call like a flannel long dress top. It's super comfortable. I've worn it with shorts underneath as a dress. Right now it's like a comfortable attire. It's like, it's made to get sexy, but it doesn't have to necessarily be sexy. I'm wearing some leggings, and usually I don't have like an extra shirt on underneath the shirt, but today I'm wearing a shirt that says, "I show you how to do this, hun."
Ooh. Oh, man.
Black on black with a little red.
Yeah. How's this distance? How do you feel about this whole, the setup? Do you have any adjustments?
Are you going to be sitting like that? Do you want to get more comfortable so I can see what I feel like?
Oh, yeah, I see. I'm like a little tense.
Yeah, you're a little tense. Do you want to bring the chair over a little bit
more?
Yeah,
I think I'm going to scoot it up. I'm scooting it up next to this tiny green chair.
Yes.
This tiny green chair.
Which I'm not really sure who that's for.
I don't know. It's adorable.
It's cute.
It's adorable.
It's cute.
We haven't told the listeners where we are yet. The reveal is going to be epic.
And you're going to take some pictures, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We also haven't shared that we're not alone.
Oh,
we
no.
have Joe the Cat, a.k.a. Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. How you doing, Joe? Joe is the least interested he's been this whole time.
Exactly. Maybe he thinks we're not going to pet him, but I imagine he'll be vocal at some point or another.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, hopefully we can get some featured tracks, featured vocals. Joe D.
Joe D.
El Gato. Beautiful. He's a beautiful specimen.
Yeah.
We're in Battery Park City.
We are.
Unexpected.
Unexpected.
As I know you as a young woman from the Bronx.
You know, I would like to say that I was born in Harlem Hospital.
Okay.
And I rep Harlem always.
Okay.
Now, when I got older, my parents did purchase a house in the Bronx.
Okay.
I never went to school in the Bronx. I've never done anything in the Bronx. That's why I can't rep it.
I see.
I rep Harlem because I know every inch and corner of it. And that's where I learned English, where I was raised, where my friends live, where I recently lived. So I'm from Harlem.
So I'm going to recalibrate my Reina rep to Harlem.
Thank you.
As opposed to the Bronx.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. No hate on the Bronx. No shade.
No, never. The Cozy Zone is a shade-free location.
Shade-free zone.
There is not shade. There is light pouring into this room. There's on all sides of us, Reina. We're in an immaculate place right now. I need people to understand like what is going on in here. Like I think so. Part of the task is to, you know, what if I didn't take any pictures, right? How can we make people understand where we are? So Joe DiMaggio, for example, is sitting on this furry blanket.
Yeah.
He's licking himself. There's a pink and a white embroidered pillow, sort of huge cables of embroidery. It looks like there's like a butterfly angel pinned to one of those pillows.
You are correct.
There's a beautiful beige couch that Ray Ray is on right now. Mm-hmm. These burlap pillows with four brown wooden buttons.
It's like this double glass table, one on top of the other.
There's a bubble paperweight. Yikes. A bubble paperweight. Bubble paperweight that says love.
That's a good one. Tongue twister.
Very good tongue
bubble
twister.
Bubble paperweight.
Bubble paperweight.
Wait.
Wait. There's a floating thermometer. Looks like it's supposedly 80 degrees. 80 is at the highest point, which is it's amazingly warm. It's not 80 degrees outside. Do you know who is in this picture?
I am not sure who's in that picture. We're at my friend's place. She just moved in here. I chose it as my cozy spot because her old place, I used to spend a lot of time there. And I'm in the process of trying to purchase a home.
Yeah.
So it's nice to like be in spaces that were once empty and now seeing her move from place to place and how her furniture works and what could fit and what doesn't fit because her eyes are tricky.
Totally. And there's nothing but gorgeous.
Yeah.
There are only gorgeous objects in this apartment.
Yeah, great picnic table.
Unbelievable.
Sort of deal for the dining room with benches.
Do you see anything on top of the picnic table?
What do you mean?
What do you see on top of the picnic?
There's
a few things up there.
There's a lot of things up there.
Yeah.
There's a printer. There's a stereo. There's a candle holder. Or a calendabra.
Calendabra.
There it is. Fire.
Where I come from, they say candelabra.
Candelabra.
But, you know, regional. I have a strong Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin accent.
I love it.
Can you hear it?
Definitely.
Do you think that I speak with an accent?
I think it comes out in different words like it does for everyone. You know, or
bagel.
Once you start getting real comfortable, exactly.
Big.
It kind of comes out. You know, like, I would say I speak maybe very neutral English until I'm with my friends or I'm very relaxed. And then I'm like, I'm stuck in a time and place.
Stuck in a time and place. This is an interesting one. this is an interesting cozy zone.
Good, good. I imagine that they all be different. I mean, you want people to truly be themselves and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And live the cozy zone. Then
it is hard to live the cozy zone.
It is
hard. This is my quest. I'm questing. I'm not taking people to my cozy zone. I want to, but how does that work? How do I take people there? I guess I just got to go by myself. No. It's sad.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I have the answers for that, Ben. I'm learning how to relax myself.
Right.
You know?
All right.
It's a hard thing to do. as simple as it is or as crazy as it sounds, like relaxing and like allowing yourself
super hard
to be just like it is what it is. I'm chilling.
It's super hard.
Super hard. First world problems?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's everybody.
It's everybody, right? It's hard to relax.
If it's hard to relax in the first world, can you imagine how hard it is to relax in the second world? What is a second world country? Ugh. You could name one. I could not name a second world country. I have no idea. First world is like America. Second world, I don't know. Third world, Palestine.
That could, okay.
Let's see.
Wow. I don't know. I think that this first world, second world.
Chad might not be doing so good.
But like maybe if money isn't like your biggest quest, it's like you have less things to worry about.
Is money your primary
I really try
goal?
Not to think about money.
Are you
money.
Motivated by money? Because I'm not.
Am I motivated by money?
Yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't say it's my only motivation, but I want to be clear that making money and having money allows me to enjoy life differently. And I'm not saying that it's better or worse than anything else. I'm saying it provides opportunities to do other things.
It does.
It's not the only thing that motivates me. I definitely do things.
Money does provide opportunities.
It does not bring me money.
In this town? Holy crap.
There's so many things.
You're trying to buy a house in New York motherfucking city. That's crazy, Raina. I want to learn how to do that.
You do know how to do that.
How do I do it? How?
You focus.
You just do it? You focus?
You focus. You decide.
It's a long journey, it seems like.
It does seem that way. You know what? You see it on television because HGTV makes it look so easy. But it's not. It's a process. You have to do research and, you know, you're about to take a big loan out or you're about to spend tons of money or both.
Yeah.
And you're making a decision about where you want to be in life.
Yeah, I'm house poor. I'm a member of the house poor class. Class of house poor.
I'm still there.
You're almost not there, though.
I'm here. I'm both. I'm everywhere. Even when I have a home, house poor. We're all house poor. This earth is so mad at us. We are house poor. We're going to be house poor.
My buddy says that it doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
But I disagree. Humans can't do anything to the earth that the earth couldn't just like fuck the humans. Like if the earth wanted to like get us, there's nothing we could do.
Nothing we could do about it.
Because the earth is an epic. Like, is epic.
It's everywhere. How about that?
So humans have, like, really done it. Like, we've really, like, we've gotten Earth's attention. Certainly. Certainly. We've got
minimum. The Earth knows we're here.
Yeah, the Earth is aware, which is fucked up. The Earth doesn't know anything else is here. Ants, maybe? Is the Earth aware of ants? Yes, I'm sure it is. Ants are everywhere.
When you think about, like, animals, like, Earth, you're like, you know, they have a way of working together to make things happen. We have a way of destroying a lot of the time.
We do.
And not, you know, replenishing or figuring out a way to fix that until it's too late. It's like we're so immediate all the time. No shade. I also live for some immediate satisfaction. But I'm saying like, we need to like get past that
no
and
shade.
Start making better choices.
No shade.
When it comes to our earth.
I agree. Yeah, I think that is a foremost question in how I move through the world. I do think hard about like my impact, and I fuck the earth daily.
Daily.
Like every day, I'm just like, oh no.
You're trying to figure out like which evil am I going to choose today for the
like,
earth?
What am I wearing? Like who made my clothes? I have no idea. I have no idea. Like how do you buy responsible clothes? American Apparel, is that responsible? I don't know.
I mean, what is responsible?
I don't know. Not hurting humans.
But what about the guy who, like, runs American Apparel? They say he's a creep.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like...
That's what I'm saying. There's nowhere to turn. He's a super... Dove Charney. Dove Charney. What a guy. He's like... Yeah.
We're not going to talk smack. That's just what we heard.
I would talk smack about Dove Charney. No problem. That's on the record. Right now, that's the thing. That's the sort of uncozy. There's a lot of like things we're fighting against in Cozy Zone.
No, for sure. And Ben, I think if you have a strong feeling about something, have it.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Have it.
Going to therapy. trying to have those strong feelings. Trying to say yes to my anger.
Oh my God. That's what my therapist tells me. It's okay to be angry. I'm like, I really like don't want to be upset.
I know.
I sound so ridiculous.
I know.
I don't want to be mad.
You know, this is what I told you. This is what I wanted to get into off air. I told you are a pillar of our community.
Oh my
God. I said those words and I mean those words, Raina.
Thank you so much.
You are a pillar. I'm so happy to hear you're going back into the MA.
Love
whip
playing.
Those kids into shape.
I can't wait to have a good old
you
time.
better like what I don't know. You better,
I mean, I'm definitely
better,
gonna prep beforehand, you know. I'm not gonna play
no
games,
I'm
like,
saying, but you know, but don't be afraid to teach those underclassmen something.
I think that in any opportunity that you get to create art the level that we're trying to, it's inevitable that some teaching and learning is happening simultaneously.
Amen.
At all times.
Amen.
Tell me, but I'm super excited.
Yeah.
It's a humbling experience for sure.
You are the best. I love you very much, Raina. I want to say that on the record. So far, I've only interviewed people that I love, like, and I feel like, I guess, what if I want to interview a stranger? I guess Dorna is a stranger, but I love Dorna. I think you got to learn to love somebody. But I already love you, so it's less of a.
It's not a thing you need to do.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I love you too, Ben Weber. It's nice to get some solo time, as we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
rare.
We're part of a group.
Rare.
And, you know, we get around. Make sure everybody gets a little love.
That is a thing that is killing both of us, and you know
yes.
that. You know, we have similar neuroses.
Mm.
Character traits. We take care of people.
I like to. I'm a great
Me too.
Pleasure.
Oh, same.
Great pleasure.
Same. So, all right. Here's a question I also have. I'm hearing this term a lot, service bottom. You know what I mean? you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think I know
service
what you're talking
bottom.
About.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to clean someone's house, but sort of.
So, okay.
I don't know. I would play in a service bottom scene.
Bottom.
No, I'll say
means
it
means what to you, Ben?
It means it's a submissive sort of spectrum of a like dom sub relationship.
Uh huh.
And you are compelled to like do things for the dominant person. Like that's what, and that like that's sexy.
How like, is that different from slave submissives?
Because you're your own person. Because you're playing. You're playing in scenes. You're not always playing. You know. You're not always playing. You're not always fucking, right?
Right.
You know. You're maybe
like
playing for long durations, but like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out. Believe
so
me.
So am I. I've been doing a lot of reading as I share.
May I recommend Why Are People Into That? By Tina Horn. May I recommend that? I'm going to put that on the record. It's a great podcast.
Okay.
You learn it. I think the one about spanking is going to be good. I'm excited. And I think it'll answer some of your questions about flogging. I think it'll bring some real clarity.
Nice.
And peace. Like, you know, it's a endorsement of flogging, I would say. It's why so people are into flogging. People are, okay, into service bottom.
A flogging is part of service
no,
bottom?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to
Maybe,
make sure we were clear.
I don't know. Could be. I'm,
so,
I don't know. I
okay.
Don't know.
So how are you linking service bottom to?
It's something I would try. I would be interested in trying it. I would. Like, it'd be sexy to clean the house for someone or do, you know, like wash the dishes for someone.
And then they get aroused by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you get aroused by having them make you do that. Like
yeah.
Like forcing you to do it. And like,
watching you do the
yeah.
dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
I see how that can be very
do
exciting.
You, so also on the record, I'd like to say. That I am aching to like get up and be a comedian. I'm aching to get up and I haven't gotten up. I got up like once, but I gotta get up.
So what's up?
I'm just afraid. I'm afraid right now.
And obviously, I mean, like, getting up and telling jokes in front of people is probably, like, one of the scariest things on earth. I feel you. At the same time, it's like, yo, Ben, you're wasting time. It's something you want to do. And what's the worst thing? I bet even the way you see it in your head is not as bad as it's going to be.
No, I think it'll be fine.
And, like, we'll go.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
I mean, I got to support. I mean, you're probably going to be funny even if it's hella awkward.
I probably will. One will feed the other. But I think you'll probably hear something about doing the dishes. I promise.
That'd be funny.
It would be. I love doing the dishes.
Do you?
I do.
I do not. I did the dishes a lot growing up, and trust that a dishwasher in the new place is a go. It is a must.
You still not everything goes in the dishwasher.
Not every. You're right. And you enjoy washing those fancier things.
You sure do. Look at this. This Le Creuset tower.
Yeah.
All right. We gotta bring this. Our fourth guest in this space. 22B.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 22B. Yeah. It's quite the tower.
Holy shit. 7 Le Creuset red flame.
It's really 8 like with sunset. The top one.
Oh my God. 8 flame red Le Creusets.
Pots. Yeah.
Oh. These are long. These are the headphones are the limiting factor. Now. I have a long cord. You don't need the headphones, but I've been playing around with or without headphones.
I think it makes it real intimate. Like,
yeah.
You know, I can only hear you. You can only hear me. It's just us. And it's like we're on the radio even for us.
Yeah. That is a good point. It's a good call. Good call. The radio. Who gives a shit? Hopefully, some people do. Some people listen to the radio. So, is this radio? Is this what you...
It's very, I mean, what are you calling it, a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so this also is like the radio. It has to be in the radio umbrella. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to it.
I'm looking at a stegosaurus ball. It actually has a lot of reptiles on it. Spinosaurus, Tyrannosaurus rex, Triceratops. It's by Crocodile Creek. Which was jarring to see a crocodile amongst the dinosaurs. Paternodon. Iguanodon. I love Iguanodon. They have spiky thumbs. Okay. Boom. They'd be good in fucking dino prison.
Okay. Back to comedy.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So, like, you just need to sign up.
I just need to sign up. I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, the first time, and then after that.
It just, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Just got to. Keep going to the plate.
And I know it's scary. I totally would like to do some stand up too. I like to think I'm funny.
You are funny. You should do so. We should go together.
We should go together.
Yeah.
It's scary. I bet I could write some material. Like,
you'd be, oh God, I would.
I've just never rehearsed. Like, usually when I'm being funny, I'm just like, I've had things that I've been thinking about and I'm ready to like share them and I'm.
I think therapy is a gateway to comedy. At least that's what I'm hoping, right? I'm hoping. My therapist listens to the podcast.
Does she?
She does.
Shout out to your therapist.
Yo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know. Can I say her name? I don't know.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, I won't.
I think we should let her be.
Great.
Unless you want to shout her out and be like, she's an amazing therapist. Go see my lady.
She is a great therapist.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'll leave it at that. I'll ask her permission.
We're so respectful here in the cozy zone.
You know, you gotta got be. To. I don't know. Do got the to. Best we can.
Absolutely.
It's hard to be respectful, tell ya. I mean.
It is and it isn't, right?
Right. You gotta, you just do your best. You do your best.
Definitely. Oh, I'm so over this cold.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I've been coughing. It's just like.
No, it's okay. It's
almost over. I just gotta get through.
The winter's almost over.
I really hope so. It's brutal in New York this year.
I'm looking across the the river, the Hudson, into New Jersey. There are these towering buildings. There's a plane flying.
There's a lot of helicopter activity over here today.
Yeah, a lot of helicopters.
Groupon or something has some special.
Jesus. But 7th Street and 2nd Avenue, that explosion.
What is going on?
It's horrible. I don't know. Fucking building exploded.
Why do buildings explode?
gas problems.
Gas problems.
Gas leaks.
Yeah, gas leaks are no joke.
I would explode if I had a big, like, fiery ball of gas.
You kind of feel like you're exploding when you let gas out. Or when you hold gas in, or when you have it.
Amen. That's good.
Our bodies teach us everything we need to know.
Oh. So your friend has a baby boy?
Yes. She has a 10th month.
10th month year old?
Yes.
He's lived until the 10th month of his life.
As of right now, yes.
Great, congrats.
Yeah, he's really great. Oh, babies are awesome.
I know, man.
You know, to play with them and have them around, it really gives you opportunities to reflect and think about how you're moving. And, you know, there's a new, fresh life that you care about in this world. And how can I be better for it?
Yeah.
They also, you know, let you know if you want to or do not want to have children. It's very helpful for that as well.
Yeah. What do you think? This is a question this is a prepared question.
Oh, okay.
So where on earth should you raise a child? Where would you raise a child?
What?
On this planet, in this country, in this part of town. Battery Park City, it looks nice. But New York City is crazy, right?
I mean, I was raised in New York City. Would raise my child here, but I would raise my child in Harlem. I would want my child to, we have so many parks and I know the area and we can really share that. Ben, it's like, I want to have kids and I don't want to have kids. And I feel like I talk about this with the team, which I'm going to say is like Sarah Brisa Sham. Let me talk about this.
Sarah Orr's coming up. Check her episode out.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's coming up. She's on the schedule.
Shout out to Show.
Show. Sarah Hunter Orr.
Get it. So.
Ours is going to be great. I'm so excited.
Epic.
It'll be Mark Maron style.
Oh, awesome. So, like, I do and I don't. But, like, the other day I was doing this exercise where I was, like, writing down like things that I wanted to do, what do I want to accomplish, what's going on with me, just like trying to get in touch with my feelings, like for real, like what's on the inside. Because I feel like, you know, things that you want are sort of like ready to go and on the surface, but some things that you really want deep, you sometimes bury them or you don't want to think about it, or due to circumstances you don't feel like you should focus on that. Anyway, for whatever reason, I know now that I want to give birth. Now, children scare me.
Yeah.
But I have a deep desire to be, like, pregnant.
Word.
That's so great. So I would have children here.
That's great. In Harlem.
Definitely.
Beautiful. That's a thank you for that. That's, like, I should have asked John Bach. You're the first person to ask that, but I always want to ask people that. That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Until I answer it. Jesus.
Pow. What else happens on the Cozy Zone?
Well, the signature thing. I'm still like working out the exact presentation of this.
Cool.
But
it's nice.
Raina, you and I just got a letter from the Cozy Zone Foundation. Okay. And it's a foundation that helps artists create collaborative work. All different genres of artists. You know, but it's got to be signed by Ben Weber and Reina Bonaparte.
Pow, pow.
Oh, that's your real name.
It's fine, everyone. This is Reina Erika Bonaparte.
We outed who you really are.
It's okay. Also go by Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. I've never called you that.
A lot of my friends call me Ray Ray. Okay. And I like Ray Ray. I like Ray. Ray Ray.
Okay. Reina. Queen.
Queen Erica Bonaparte.
What is your queendom?
I rule. I mean, please.
Yeah, what do you rule?
I don't want to think about it that way. I want to say that I'm fortunate like and
Khaleesi.
Blessed.
Like Khaleesi. Oh, what is, like,
Khaleesi.
What slaves have you freed? What army of slaves have you raised with your three dragons, mother of dragons?
I wish.
Yeah, what is your Khaleesi queendom?
First of all, crazy that we would bring up Khaleesi, because I would name, if I had a daughter, up. Name her Khaleesi. I love that name. One. who. I don't want to think I'm a ruler. I want to say that I'm fortunate that I have opportunities to lead and follow and to learn, and that, you know, I feel good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. But
if you let me rule your life, I will rule it.
Okay. All right. I will. This is what I'm saying. This is what I was talking about. Service bottom.
Service bottom.
You know, this is what I, you know.
Where would I find a service bottom? I think I can get excited by
it. I'll talk to my people. I'll talk to my people. I'll see if I can get some answers. In Harlem, probably, right?
It'd be great. Local.
Yeah, local. Some Harlem service bottoms. We'll put out an ad.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works.
Things we're curious about that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So here, maybe the thing, to go back to our earlier conversation.
Okay.
Maybe the thing is I'm not very good at dating.
Okay.
Like, I'm a bad dater.
But, like, what's a good dater? I wouldn't say I'm any better. I would say, like, what people feel like there's rules and etiquette, and it's like, if I like you, I'm speaking to you, I'm showing up.
Yeah.
To the situation. If I'm not feeling you,
I'm not showing
up. Or if I'm
up.
Curious, like, you know, because I try to force myself to be like, you know, like, give people a chance. You never know.
Yeah.
That shit is true. People are like, nah, that's whack. I'm like, no, sometimes you're surprised by the packaging. The packaging is misleading.
Dude, that's one of my biggest fears, is that my packaging is misleading. You know what I'm trying to learn? What the fuck my packaging is saying. Like, what meaning do I make, Ben Weber, in the world? That's a question I have.
It's a loaded question, Ben Weber.
Yeah, loaded question.
Ben Weber, I bet when women first see you, they're like, oh, Ben Weber's hot, right? And they're into that. They're into, like, the short brown hair. We got the facial hair coming in. It's like,
oh,
you have a nice, clean, like, wholesome look. That's also like, then, you know, we start to talk to you and you get a little quirky and it's like, oh, and he's dangerous. I bet people will agree. Our friends will agree. So Ben Weber at first is hot, then a little dangerous. You know, and then I bet sometimes people are like, well, maybe Ben could be bisexual.
Oh, God.
serious. I'm giving it to you 100%.
Raina, you are saving. You are literally like... My demons are just being pummeled. You're destroying my demons. All the darkness within me is
gone.
Is burning.
Don't worry.
It's burning away.
These are the things people are having. You're making a lot of people excited out here. You're good for New York.
Good. That's good. Really sweet. Yeah. You are a sweetheart. Thank you.
People will agree with me.
Oh, God, Raina. This is my favorite. This is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Oh.
Ooh. So there it is, Ben Weber. Don't be scared out there. This is what people are thinking. They're like, oh, Ben Weber is hot. And then a little scary.
So I'm like I'm a little David Bowie. I'm like a little Jewish David Bowie. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be.
You want to be like David Bowie?
Like a Midwestern. Well, Prince is Midwestern. What's Prince doing? What is he doing?
I don't know what. I mean, I bet Prince is still making music.
He is.
Enjoying his life. Like,
I think
he's Prince.
I think he might be a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know. We got to look that up. Or he's a watch.
Prince is a religious experience, so.
Yeah. Listen, I love Prince. I love Prince.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh. Do we talk about religion in the cozy?
We can.
Is that uncozy?
No, I don't know. It's.
All topics are welcome.
All topics are welcome. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one I listen to a lot is Pete Holmes' podcast, and he always talks about religion, comedy, relationships, and God. Those are his things.
Cool.
They're very interesting.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, I
mean, there's multiple perspectives on all of those things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about religion right this second.
Fantastic.
It's Sunday. It's Palm Sunday.
Oh, because it's a Sunday before Easter?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw a lot of palms.
And then there's Passover next week?
Yeah, this Friday and Saturday. Got to make some plans. Got to buy some matzah.
Gotta get ready.
Gotta get ready. Are you going to face to face?
No, I'm not going to face to face.
Right.
I gotta. It's my stepdad's birthday Sunday. I gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
My family is very lax when it comes to planning birthdays. I mean, they make it happen in the end, but I get too nervous. I like to know. You know, I like to prep, really figure it out, make sure it's special.
Yeah,
it's people's birthday.
You are an immaculate organizer. You really put it together in an amazing way.
And the reason I am an organizer is because I genuinely take pleasure, tons of pleasure in being like, oh my God, I thought about all these little details and I really paid attention. I want to see, how my friend enjoys this moment that was made just for them.
Yeah.
Just like when they were born. Pow.
Damn.
So, if you're my friend and it's your birthday, I care.
But some of us, even though we care like you do, we can't organize as good.
You bring something else to the table. You and Nicolette make me the best birthday cards. Like, super artistic, cut up another card, found a poem, got a picture, a haiku, peekaboo. Like, really, top of the line, some of the best birthday cards. Actually, shout out to a lot of my friends who Ooh. Are really good at the, strong at the card game.
Month. Let's hear it.
I mean, Sarah Orr will spend a pretty dollar on some cards.
Sarah Orr.
Shout out to Brisa. Really getting cards to touch the heart.
Yes.
Shamelia also be stepping in there.
Sham.
I want to say that Asana's made me cry. I mean, people buy cards.
Yeah. Not for everybody right now.
No. And people make cards, and I'm very fortunate. No, I get lots of great cards.
You're the queen. You're the queen of all of our hearts. That's your domain.
Oh, too kind.
We
How
love
can
you.
I not be loving and give to these people? Look how I'm treated.
It's self-fulfilling. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle of love.
You were a vision. Speaking of visions, at your birthday, that dress.
Oh, shout out to my sister who bought me that dress.
It was great.
My mom
Whose
and my sister.
Whose birthday was it? My God.
It was my birthday.
I know, but like.
You know, Ben, I feel like in everyday life, I'm super uncomfortable about being the center of any attention because I'm just I don't need people looking at me. This is a lot. But every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? I want to feel like I want to be the center. Mm-hmm. And then you get your birthday, and that's your day.
That's your day.
Just gloat and eat it up.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs one day. But for the most part, I really just like to, say what I need to say, get back with the group, move on. You see me.
I like birthdays, too. How many siblings do you have?
I have a lot of siblings. I'm one of nine. In my counting.
Is that right?
That's right.
One of nine.
I did not know that. It's awesome being part of a big family because there's always someone to play with. If people looking up to you, it's fun. You see your parents interacting with your siblings and it's crazy because you're like, oh, I'm older. I'm so not in this picture right now. And it's nice to have a team.
Yeah.
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 You know, when I go out with my sisters, I'm like, oh my God, I'm with my sisters. with my sisters.
You will all survive.
We've survived our parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny to talk about your parents. People were like, it's like telling your friends about your parents. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, your parents. But telling my sister, being like, your mother.
They know.
It's crazy. She's like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
And just the fact that you would call her your mother, she didn't have you as well.
Just me.
How wonderful was that?
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you're fucked up either way.
Yeah.
It's hard to grow up unfucked up.
Do you miss them a lot because it was just the three of you?
I do miss them. Yeah, I think I'm really working on building the relationship I want with them. That is happening.
I think that takes effort. I feel like I'm doing the same with my parents, trying to make sure that they know that I value them and that, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Because my parents are awesome.
Yeah, mine too.
They're doing the best they can always.
My parents are such generous
sweet people.
Yeah.
Like, very sweet. Like, very, you know, yeah, very loving, loving and giving people. But, you know, it's, they don't know your experience. They only have their own experience. Yeah. And they've lived different lives than I have.
And they obviously have their expectations and their idea of what.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would.
Of course. It's hard being a parent.
Oh, man.
I feel like, you know, my mom is a wealth of knowledge. My dad is, they're so smart. My stepdad is so good. And it's just like, I know you guys have all this that you want to share with me, but I need to, like, do my own thing.
Yeah.
I bet that must be hard.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. I would love to imagine.
They say you pay it back, you know, like, later on you have your kids. You're like, ah, all those things I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I own it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my parents were amazing. My parents grew up under very unideal emotional circumstances and all sorts of circumstances. I can't imagine. And they made a commitment to, like, raise a family with love. The love they didn't necessarily feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to be intentional in giving your family love.
Yeah.
And it takes work.
A lot of work.
You know, people think, all this talk about, like, things happen and flow. Things do happen and flow. But some things just flow and some things take a little work before they can flow because it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I'm finding pleasure in, like, working towards things and then finding the reward and, like, yeah, that was hard, but
yeah,
it's so worth it.
It is so worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love you, parents, if you listen to Ray Ray's episode.
Yes.
What do we call this place? What is this?
We haven't named it. What do we call it?
I guess mine with John was Claire's Apartment is probably what I would call it. Claire's Apartment.
Claire's Apartment.
What is this place? This is 22B.
Let's call it 22B. Good job. 22B.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
22B. Very cozy.
Very cozy. Great apartment.
Very cozy. Yeah.
It's very comfortable. Very relaxing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the best way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah.
After this, maybe I'll go see a movie, continue relaxing.
Oof. What are you going to see? Get Hard? Abby.
Abby. People who know me know that I like to see my Kevin Hart movies by myself. I just kind of go to the theater, sit by myself, laugh my ass off half my time.
I hear it's very funny.
I mean,
it probably is very funny.
Kevin Hart is working really hard. Kevin Hart working hard.
Yeah, I'm in it for the Will Ferrell. Yeah. Is that, it's a cultural difference.
Well, I was going to say, I love Will Ferrell. I think he's very funny. And I think the reason they're able to do that movie is because Will Ferrell does appeal to everybody. Because he's so ridiculous.
I actually don't know Kevin Hart very well. I should check it out. I liked him on the Oscars. I saw him there. I thought he was funny.
Oh. He has some stuff on Netflix.
Great.
That's also funny to get introduced to the,
like, his,
you know, Kevin
his hour or something.
Like,
or
specials, yeah. It's a different kind of comedy. You know, he does a good job. I mean, to be a comedian, you have to be, like, self-deprecating. So we really need to work on that, Ben, for sure. Make sure that's in our act. Because people want you to, like, bring yourself down to level to meet them, you know? And
oh, yeah. Well, he talks about being short, so I hear.
And you have to talk about yourself, like, the issues and shit with you first. So no one can get at you. Snoop Dogg taught me this.
Snoop Dogg. I love, yeah.
On, like, Westfest TV, shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Teaching me so much.
We'll tweet at you, Snoop.
Has that new song, Peaches and Cream.
I haven't heard it.
It's just one part that's really maybe just a little too misogynistic for me, but I'm going to move on.
Are you able to, do you know what it is? I couldn't quote.
It's part of the chorus. And it's like everything's fine except some part about, like, I think it says trick. I think you call somebody a trick, and I just feel like so unnecessary. The song is called Peaches and Cream. It's supposed to be sweet and shit. And here you are calling me a trick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all. hey, this song was about tricking, trick, trick. But it's not. So.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So we've talked about children. We've talked about comedy.
Oh.
Going to check out Kevin Hart.
So we have this letter from the Cozy Zone Foundation.
Okay, great. Coming full circle.
And we gotta make a project together. They're going to give us anything we need. Like, they will spare no expense. So we have no limits. We have no financial limits. Like, this foundation is taking care of it. And but it just needs to be, sign an agreement. Like, we need to be married to this project. Like, we are marrying ourselves to this project.
So what are you asking me?
What is our project going to be?
It's going to be funded?
Yeah, anything we want.
Anything we want.
Yeah.
We would be all over the place. I would want to make some like site specific theater.
Okay.
I would want to make some short videos.
Okay.
We would do tons of comedy.
Great.
It would. Hey, Joe.
Nice. Nice, Joe. Anything else? Any other thoughts?
And I think,
is he? I don't know.
I think most importantly, we would get a little group together.
Okay.
And sort of just create.
Okay.
Whatever's going on. Who's in the group? Okay. This is funded. Everyone's going to be able to quit their jobs. Just listen up.
Yeah. Fully funded by the Cozy Zone Foundation.
Are you ready? Claro, I need you to quit your job.
Oh, Claro. Claro's Cozy Zone is like traipsing through Chinatown.
Awesome.
And I'm like, that is literally the opposite of like my Cozy Zone. That is like the idea. That, like, if someone told me like you are going to be in Times Square every day.
Oh.
I would have been like, bitch, please. And I never say that word.
Bye, Felicia.
These are people who are quitting their jobs.
No. Bye, Felicia, the term?
Oh, yeah. I don't know it.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Felicia, the term from Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to see Friday.
So, Ben, you drop it lightly. Like, let's say someone's telling you something you don't want to hear. Bye, Felicia. Like, I'm just regarding this a minute ago.
Okay.
Super good. In the Mindy Project, I saw the other day, and it made me laugh so hard. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Okay, so we're going to hire Claro.
Okay, we're going to hire Claro. We're going to hire a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm going to hire my friends, Teddy and Terrence. They could quit their jobs. Obviously, we'll do this project. You know, I would hire Brisa, make her quit her job.
Yep.
Really fast. I mean, this is selfish. I'd be like, Nicolette, quit your job.
Get her in there. Get her in there.
Shamelia, quit your job.
Yeah.
Sarah, you definitely have to quit your job.
Yep.
Nick Margolis, also known as Sarah's Nick, quit your job.
Yeah, gotta get some movies.
Gotta get people with different talents in the group.
Do I have to tell? I guess I have to tell people to quit their job too.
Yeah, you can choose some people.
Yeah,
so that it feels more collaborative. I just chose a bunch of our mutual friends.
All right. Well, I guess if it's fully funded and they get paid whatever, my entire education department of an undisclosed theater.
Great.
In Times Square. Undisclosed Times Square theater. All those guys. Quit your job.
Join us. And then,
Katie Diamond.
I think we would have opportunities
Jenny
to
Gruber,
lead.
Ariel Speedwagon.
To each
Sean
lead.
Schaffner, Todd Shalom, Nigel Smith. Join us.
Yeah. Everyone just put them on blast.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, who should quit their job? Who should quit their job, Joe? You have very bad mic technique.
I would quit my job, but I would still come to work.
Word. I work for free.
Yeah, just because, like...
Me too.
I like my job. I'm not tripping.
Same here.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to hurt.
Yeah. And where are you going to get material from? Like, obviously,
you need
working.
To be living.
You got
to
be a real person, you know?
Hey, Joe. Just relax.
Gotta be a real person.
So, yeah. So, we will make comedy. We will facilitate and just kind of put our work out there. And maybe we even, like, take people's suggestion of what kind of arts do they need in their schools or their neighborhoods. What do people want?
Yeah. But what do we want?
I find great pleasure in creating things organically that just kind of come up. Things that I feel like have been underneath the surface for me. But finding some way. Hey, Joe. Stop messing with the expensive equipment.
Thanks.
Got you.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, I feel like I have tons of things that I want to create art about, you know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just don't know how to get started. So I feel like as long as I have those ideas out there and I have a group to create with and bounce ideas off, something's going
to
give.
All right. Well, what foundation needs you to be a little more specific.
Okay.
So, yeah, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
So what, you know.
We would focus on stop and frisk. Some portion of our work would address stop and frisk.
Okay. So, you know, race.
Yes. We would address
race and justice, yeah. Racism.
Yeah.
An anti-racist. Yeah. Just, yep.
I think we would also create work that addresses gender.
Great.
And gender equality.
Anti-sexist. Bell Hooks. Shout out to Bell.
Shout out.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know. You know what I would want? I would want to open up like a venue. If we had unlimited money, you know, if you still want to go to work, you know.
Yeah. No, we need a space.
Yeah. So it would be this venue.
So I like these theaters that have bars in them.
Yep.
You know, I feel like that is necessary.
Yep.
For making money, even if we're hurt.
So what do we serve at the bar? Food, also. I would like to serve some food.
Yeah, we would have to do finger foods, nothing crazy.
So like nice bar food, like yes. Sliders, like really good sliders.
Yeah.
Milwaukee beer.
Oh, great.
Do you have other, what do you like to drink? That strange Caribbean cranberry Michigas?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, there was some special drink you were having on your birthday.
On my birthday, That was some tequila drink that the bartender at Covo, love Covo.
Yes.
In Harlem.
Shout out to you, Covo.
Exactly.
What an interesting
descent. I guess we would decide if we were going like beers, maybe we should choose our favorite beers and just be beers on tap.
Yep.
But I like cocktails too.
Oh yeah, me too. Whiskey. Nice whiskeys. So it's a good, like fish and chips.
Yeah, small things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Olives, nuts.
Oh, yes. Cheese.
Cheese plays meat
stink
plate.
Stink that up.
Very small, like 10-item menu, which Ben and I just came up with.
Yeah.
We have cocktails and beers.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. And we have like classrooms, space to like work and build, meeting rooms.
Oh, yeah. Classrooms.
A theater
are nice.
Space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, and we put on, you know, we are sort of a community-based. It's community-based, so yeah. We, like, you know, get stuff from community groups around, you know, we're, I guess, do we produce? Do we present?
I think we present. I think we allow others to present.
Mm-hmm.
I think we
you're presenters.
Teach classes and facilitate
great.
Work.
Great.
Yeah. I see it as a space where people can come and do their thing there as well as we create that, and it's a space to showcase our talents.
Great.
We would also shoot some of our shorts there, obviously, and edit them. We would have an entire computer room.
Yeah, Raina, tell me about your shorts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Teddy and Terrence, who I mentioned earlier. Teddy and Terrence and myself, we met when we were in high school. We went to the same after-school program at the Harlem Children's Zone, and we were part of a theater group. These guys are hilarious. Super funny. They've been funny forever. So now I've known them for like 15, 16 years. Oof. Dating myself.
We have to post all of these shorts.
Oh, I'm going to hook you up. We just did one on dick pics. Because, I mean, it's an epidemic in this world. Dudes love sending pictures of the dicks.
Why? Do sometimes you want you don't to even, see that?
I
want
to be clear that I've only requested a dick pic maybe twice.
Two times you've requested to see that dick.
Wow.
On a pic. A pic of that dick.
Yeah.
Send me a pic of that dick, you say.
I didn't say that.
How did you ask for the dick pic?
I think one might have tried to be like a little coy and sexy, like, let me see it. And then the second one, I was being very cocky because I knew I could get a dick pic.
Well played.
I knew I could get it. So I was like, you know what? Send me a dick pic. And I got it, like, I would say 10 minutes later or something. And I was like, God, that was really fast. And his response was, oh, definitely. I was like, are these new, fresh, like, just... Because you never know with guys. You guys could have, like, a reserve of dick pics.
We do. We have... There's a... Actually, it's great. April is my big month. You know what I mean? I'm so happy it's April. In April, I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is the man I'm meant to be. And all of the dick pic, most of them... Well, there's a special month each year. There's 1 month a year where you get a big, big dick. Bigger than... The biggest it's ever, like, it's unbelievable.
Big like, dick month.
Big dick month.
Okay, so we just shot something on dick pics. We're making a joke and showing like guys whose names are Richard instead of actual dick pics.
Oh,
so a little humor.
That's great.
So yeah, we like work on skits and little shorts and do things and put them up. It's nice to work with the guys. You know, I feel like we're a good team. You know, they're very funny. I add to it. We get focused. We set up our shots together. Everyone has something to do, and we take feedback from each other really well.
This sounds so great.
Yeah. So it's exciting. So I've been doing that as a way to, like, keep me sane and happy.
Yeah.
It keeps me creative. I've been trying to teach a class at the Harlem Children's Zone.
What class?
So the same theater group that I was in as a kid is still alive. At this after-school program called Truce.
Still alive?
Still alive. It's still happening.
Your theater troupe?
Yeah, this theater group that I was a part of as a kid. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It's called Hot Works. Harlem Overheard Theater Works. So.
H-A.
H-O.
H-O.
T. Hot Works. Hot Works.
What does H-O-T, what does it stand for?
Harlem Overheard, which is the name of a newspaper that.
Overheard. Where does the T come from?
Theater Works. Hot. Harlem Overheard Theater Works.
Theater Works. Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
We came up with that. I mean, when you're young, you're just so...
Hot Works. No, ready, it's good.
Open.
Hot Works is a good name.
Yeah.
Hot Works.
Hot Works.
Yeah, I wouldn't... Yeah, great.
Great, great name.
Great name.
So Hot Works is still alive, and we're just trying to keep it going. So I've been trying to go there and like recruit students, see who's interested in creating some theater. I mean, I love working with young people. It's very rewarding.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's unbelievable. Those kids. What a journey.
What a journey. What a gift.
Always a journey.
So, yeah.
What else? Yeah, so maybe we would host a show at this venue. That would be an honor.
Yeah, we could shoot our podcast there. Yeah. Look at me. I'm already going like, this is yours, but like, let's come up with one together.
What's your podcast?
You know, I think if I start to do my comedy, which I will now that we've spoken it into the world.
I think I'm gonna shoot
some of it. Just great. Like do some podcasts in my comedy, just like no one laughing, just me spitting jokes.
If you need a producer.
Yes.
If you need to borrow this setup. What do you think of the setup?
I love the setup. This is nice. Especially because it's like I think the headphones are a good look. I think you should definitely that should be the setup.
Yeah.
And then I think what I'm loving the most is that you're like, I'll meet you at your cozy place. Like, it's about you getting comfortable so that we could really dig deep and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah. No, I'm digging it. This is incredible. I can't believe this.
We get to enjoy the time together.
Yeah. And the doorman. There's a doorman downstairs.
There is.
22B.
22B.
Unbelievable. What else? So there's a computer in the kitchen. There's your special heart balloon.
Yeah. You're so special.
Bartender canvas painting. Yeah. Pouring, I don't know, whiskey.
Looks like it has some color.
There's a drill.
It's a really nice two-bedroom, two-bath.
The bedroom's a little, the second bedroom's small, but that's a good, like, office.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a baby room.
Sure.
It feels big for a baby room, though.
Yeah. No, it'll be, it's a good, it's a good room, I guess. I don't know. I don't need that much space. I've just recalibrated my expectations, really. Living in New York, you got to really, it's not like everywhere.
No, it's not
it's
like
very
everywhere.
Particular.
It's New York City for a reason.
Yeah.
No, I really want to have less stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
me too.
Just less stuff.
Yeah. Are you, do you, I imagine you don't do a lot of clutter.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I try not to, but I'm working on it.
I like to see things neatly organized together where they need to be, easy access, easy to find.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's the dream. My desk at work is a mess. I have a lot of messy desks. I've been working on the one at my house. That's not a mess.
You know, if you work well in mess, then that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not dirty, like, there's a clear difference between being messy and being dirty.
Yeah. I'm not dirty.
You know? So if you're a little messy and that works for you, don't trip. It ain't nothing.
Yeah. Mm. What do we call our venue? Cozy Zone Foundation needs to know.
Like Cozy Zone presents.
That's so nice.
Like the Cozy Factory. Or like Coz Zone.
Coz Zone. Cozy Zone.
Cozy Zone.
The Cozy Zone.
The Zone. The Coz Zone.
The Coz Zone. Coz Zone. Coz Zone Layer. Oh, man, that's funny. Cozone Layer is pretty funny. But not for a venue name.
I do dream about, like, a venue. You know, I think they'd be nice to have a space where, like, you could rehearse, you can create.
Yeah.
Oh. People can also use that space if they need it.
Yeah.
Place to present.
The place I interviewed Jess was very much that space in West Philly. They had, like, a performance venue. They do yoga. They had an art gallery. Like, it's, like, a really...
like dynamic space.
Dynamic, beautiful, like well-loved space.
Yeah. I think that's good to have that because then it just, it, you know, you're always using it. It's serving a purpose.
Studio 34.
I did see that. Shout out to Studio 34. Yeah. I was on your Facebook before you came here looking at that. And
yeah, got to do research.
Went on to the website. Got to.
Got to. I didn't do a lot of research.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think I wanted to find out.
I know. It's nice to be surprised sometimes or just to learn. And you can do your research later. Like sometimes you just go into the experience, you see what it is, and then you later on you go look and be like, oh.
Absolutely.
Look at all that I already knew or did know.
Mm. Mm. 22B.
22B.
Battery Park City.
Where the sun is going down a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, time is passing. The colors are changing.
Oh, I saw the moon last night.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
It was freezing last night.
Yesterday was pretty windy.
It's cold. Super cold.
Today's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I'm really into it.
No complaints about today. I mean, New York is such a weird place to live, right? Because we have these wind tunnels, like, down here in Battery Park and in Tribeca, where, like, the day could be beautiful, but this wind is ripping you a new one.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, these freezing days and then these, like tomorrow, wonderful 57 degree. It's going to feel like summertime here because we've been freezing our asses off for so long.
Yeah, I think we're all ready.
Been ready. Born ready. Get out of my water, Joe.
Joe the cat. Joe DiMaggio the cat.
Joe DiMaggio the cat.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
I want spring to, like, arrive ASAP. That's it.
It'll happen. So what are we calling it? The Cozy Zone? Is that what we agreed on? I don't know. Don't you think the Cozy Zone Foundation might find that a little...
I mean, okay, so... The Cozy Zone presents... It's, like, hard. Like, what do we want? I mean, it's going to be so many things. What do we really want to call it?
That's the challenge. It has to be its own thing. Just from you and me. The space. Spacework.net. My buddy Joe really needs to...
I was going to say webs.
Name his improv troupe, spacework.net. I'm putting that out there, Joe Capper. That's what I think. Putting that on the record. Spacework.net. Spacework is hilarious, but that's, I don't think that's what we should call ours.
Web space?
I don't, that's a lot. It's that attention thing. I don't want all that attention.
We can just name it space.
Space?
Have you been to space?
I don't know. I'm making a face for those of you at home. Space face? Face to face?
No, that already exists.
How do you want people to feel when they're there? They want to feel welcome.
Maybe we'll just name it Celebrate.
Mm. That's pretty good. Celebrate.
Done.
All right.
The Cozy Zone Foundation presents Celebrate, a new type of theater space. Done.
That's great. With Rena Bonaparte.
And Benjamin Weber.
That's right. Now, Celebrate will feature many different areas. Celebrate will have a main stage.
Yes, it will.
Presenting works from the community, devised performances with young people, comedy, sketch, variety, music, dance, theater, cinema.
Yes.
Multi-arts space. Burlesque, circus.
Great. And that is downstairs.
On the main level, there's a dope-ass cafe and bar featuring beers from Milwaukee.
The Dominican Republic.
Harlem.
Exactly, some local beer. I know they make some good local beer in the Bronx, too. We'll get some local beers.
Great Bronx. Yeah, Bronx ale or... Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
We have like a 10-item menu.
Yeah, there's some great cheese.
We got some great meats. We're going to do a little like olives, nuts. We'll do some sliders. We'll do some grilled cheese.
Yeah, that space, of course, is also a performance space.
Absolutely. Joe...
Joe doesn't have much to say.
Then further up, say on the next floor above. Yeah,
goes.
Joe?
There he goes.
You just want to be loved.
Okay, that's the sound. There's a light sound of the mic loving Joe. The red mic is loving Joe.
Then there'll be two classrooms or kind of like workspaces on the floor above that. And then I'm imagining a floor above that for, like, editing meetings. Maybe there's two more rooms.
Mm, yeah, because, like, classrooms and, yeah, like, administrative rooms.
Yeah, we also need, like, a editing working space.
Yeah.
Meeting space.
Yeah, editing, like, film equipment, like, yeah, shit.
Yeah, we're going to need spaces for that.
Yeah, damn. All right.
We might need to buy, like, a brownstone.
Great.
Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. That'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
Celebrate.
Celebrate coming in 2016.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Cozy Foundation.
Cozy Zone Foundation.
Cozy Zone Foundation. Cozy Zone.
It'll be CozyZone.org.
CozyZone.org. When you say it like that, it sounds like those late night... like sexy commercials.
Great. That's good.
CozyZone.org.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that.
Welcome to the CozyZone.org.
I mean, that's where that I just bought that domain. It's still on Ben Weber Projects. Good old. It's so stressful. Like, I don't know anything about the internet, but I'm like, I don't know who to ask for help about, like, websites.
Your friends.
Who?
I don't know.
People at work. Maybe. My friends. A Facebook. Twitter. Twitter.
You could tweet. You could write. Usually, when I need help, I put it on Facebook. And I just go, hey, guys, I need this. Please help.
All right.
And usually someone will respond.
Ask the universe.
Exactly.
Ask the universe.
You ask and you shall receive.
Okay.
So that is my advice to you.
Okay. Yeah, I should talk to, gotta talk to Janice's brother.
And sometimes it'll just appear. You know, someone will be like, oh, my God, I was like, you do that.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah. Doing an okay job, but I got to change my RSS feed. It's all very stressful. But anyway.
Okay. See, I'm not even up on that.
I know. It's I'm nervous about it. I gotta talk to somebody.
But at least you have a website.
Well, yeah. I do have one. But cozyzone.org, that's the dream. And the dream too, Raina, is that so I've done the like what are we gonna make together question each time. Right. With a slightly different ask, but there are all of these like projects that people have dreamed up with me, and they're all beautiful. And so I'm thinking, do you know anything about Pinterest?
Yes, I am on Pinterest as Raina Erica, Erica with a K, Raina Erica.
Yeah, I gotta check.
Raina's R-E-Y-N-A.
Nice.
Ben's gonna write my name out.
Oh yeah, her full name.
Yeah, and then Ben, I totally should have shouted out, but I'm on Instagram with my videos.
Oh yeah.
I'll give Ben all of this.
So yeah, we're gonna put them all up.
Yeah, if you're interested in laughing with me.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pinterest. So
I would want to I don't know exactly how it works, but you gather images from the internet. What do you do? You gather images?
I mean, they have tons of images already on there.
Okay.
You can also bring your own images on there. And really, it's sort of an ODD person's dream of gathering your pictures and things you want into groups. I also find it helpful, like, when women are wedding planning or baby shower planning or parties and stuff, you get a lot of images and ideas and ways to organize things.
Yeah. So the...
For workouts, too.
Workouts. So I'm thinking for each of these projects, you could make some sort of little...
Pinterest
board.
Yeah.
You know. And so we could, you know, we would gather like pictures of cheese. We would gather, you know, like the beers we want.
Oh, my God. Let's start a Pinterest for Celebrate.
That's what I'm saying. And so for all of these, we're going to do this on Pinterest. You're going to teach me how to fucking do it because I don't know how to use Pinterest.
Okay. We're going to have to get together and Pinterest our asses off.
Yeah. We're
going to
be fucking Pinterest celebrities. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. I've made like this beautiful playground with Nicolette. You know, I've made this.
On Pinterest?
Know, no, but like on Cozy Zone,
Cozy Zone.
And so, you know, I just, with John, we did this very strange like performance piece about creation and destruction.
Okay, so we're going to start. This is how this is going to work, people, so that we're all on the same page. Ben Weber Projects.
Oh, I'm going to have to. Oh, right.
Well, or
we're going to make a Cozy Zone Pinterest, probably.
Pinterest, right. And then there's going to be different folders or boards, as they are known, for all of the different projects.
Yeah.
So excited to show you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be
Celebrate
lovely.
Celebrate looks like.
And so, and it's all, you just all play with images, right? It's
Just pinning them and liking them.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Also, Pinterest kind of like lives to like tell you like, ooh, someone pinned your pin, and you're like, oh, people like what I like. You know, like
right,
a way
right.
to pat yourself on the back, like,
right.
killing it.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But people are going to like what we like.
Yes.
We like good things.
We like good things for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, all the hilarious Applied Theater pins that we'll find, the images of Applied Theater.
There are going to be so many. We're going to
a lot of Rwandans. A lot of Rwandans on our board.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
A lot of Rwandans.
Oh, all I want to do is eat all the time.
Yeah. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Oof. You stretching? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'd like to stretch.
Get it popping.
Get it popping. I got here's something. This is very important, actually. I would have written this down had I been prepared. What's the deal with working out, Raina? What's the deal with, like, what you have transformed your body into a fierce lady warrior.
Wow.
How?
Thank you so much, Ben, for that awesome intro into my workout life. Okay, so growing up, I always felt like an athlete. You know, like, I played sports. I liked running. I liked playing basketball.
Good
I enjoyed
for you.
Soccer. Like, I just Good liked sports as a kid. And I was a tomboy till yeah. I was, like, till my first boyfriend.
I was not
and then
a
we
tomboy.
Kind of, it's like, fine, I'll dress like a girl, I guess, because I want to now. But I don't want people looking at my body.
Yeah, don't worry about. Yeah, no.
You know, that was, like,
Who
my big
that?
Thing. Like, when I was, when you're a tomboy, like, no one's looking at you in a second. And if they are, it's like, that's a special person looking at you, even though you're dressed like
yeah.
a boy. You know, like, they're really interested in you.
Yeah.
Because they're not just going past what you're wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a nice way to hide out was to be a tomboy.
Society.
And then, you know, you're like, okay, I'm a girl. I guess my body is coming in or whatever. I'm shifting and changing.
Mm.
Anyway. So I get older and I love playing sports and being athletic and being active. So I just jumped back in. I had to get surgery for a cyst.
Mm.
And during that time, I was just like feeling like I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't sit. It was like so uncomfortable. I was like, you know what? As soon as my surgery heals, like, I'm back. I'm out. Like, I need to feel alive again.
Mm-hmm.
And I started boxing, which I am loving.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel so badass. And
yeah.
It's so much work. And it's so much fun. Shout out to Church Street Boxing.
Get it. Church Street Boxing.
Yeah. On Park Place. They're awesome. I mean, they make you feel so comfortable.
That's so
confusing. And it's so much fun. Yeah. Church Street Boxing on Park Place. And I've had a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, I've just been learning.
Yeah.
I've been running again. It's like kick ass.
Yeah.
So yes, I push myself to exercise, take a class, get out there, do something 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously eating right is a huge part of any of this. Cause when you eat right, you just have better energy. And trust me, I eat candy like the next person. I have a sweet tooth, but I feel like if I just
ice cream and cheese. I do all the dairies.
I'm so addicted to cheese.
That's good.
My family
We're gonna
is
find
crazy.
All the cheese on Pinterest.
All the cheese. We're going to be so, like,
we're going to be so much cheese in our theater.
It's going to be our favorite cheese. We're going to get, like, the Petit Basque in France. It's going to be, like, the bougiest cheese spot. You guys are going to be like, what? Yeah. So eating is a big part of it, too. You know, I want to be strong and healthy. And, I mean, maybe if I get pregnant, you know, at least I could say, okay, I've been exercising. I've been eating right. My body's prepared for
your body is
the
prepared.
Task.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, exercising makes you feel good about yourself. And not only is that, like, mentally, but physically as well, you're just surprised at what you're able to do again. And I feel great. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So let's say you didn't really do a lot of sports. You don't like running. You've been,
I didn't like running. I just want to be clear. I hated running.
Okay. Do you like running now?
Because I actually can run, yes.
Okay.
I think I'm still in shock that I can actually run.
Okay. So, yeah.
So I'm like, what?
Great.
I'm running?
You're running.
Just feeling myself.
You got to prove. Yeah, it's not easy. It's like an unpleasant.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible at first.
It's very unpleasant.
Yeah. That's why you get a personal trainer sometimes or a friend who already likes to run. Like,
right.
To
Maybe
get
I'll
that
run
extra
with
motivation.
You.
Oh, be awesome. The weather's getting nice.
Yeah, I gotta get in it. I joined Blink Gym.
Yeah.
Gotta get there.
Gotta get there.
Do, do, do. Gotta get that. Do, do, do. Get that. Do, do, do.
Okay, but your question was, what if you're not an athlete?
Yeah, like, what do you, what motivates you?
Really? One way, I'm motivated at the beginning before anything. It's like, I know how great it feels after you've exercised. Like, that's my number one motivation. Mm-hmm. Is that. Then the next one is, oh, dude, now I can just really try to find a balance in food. You know, because, like, I feel like I'm really exercising because I love to eat and I'm not going to stop eating or miss any meals or whatever.
I
like,
do feel good afterwards.
You know?
I do feel good. It feels really good.
And then when I'm in class, there's always, like, someone who is busting their ass to be the best, or who is really struggling and still pulling through. And I'm motivated by everyone else, like, to be in there and see. And I hope people take this the right way, to see the big girls getting it in. I'm like, oh, if she's going to be in here fucking busting her ass, I need to really do me. I need to get in here, also sweat and die. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't have it any easier than I do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, when kids come to the classes or kids are working out, it's super cute.
That's awesome.
So that's what motivates me to work out.
Great, man. That's perfect.
Yeah. Not to mention when my six pack actually arrives, I'm going to be open.
Times six.
Times six. That's hilarious.
Oh, God. Gosh, what do you think? The sun's setting?
Sun is setting.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling a little hungry. I'm very relaxed.
Great.
I'm like, what time is it? What time is the Kevin Hart movie? Am I going to do that? What's my evening looking like? You know?
Yeah, man.
That's where I'm at.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I've asked everything I need to, I think.
Oh, well, I just want to say that, like, thank you for having me on the Cozy Zone.
Oh, man, Raina, you crushed it.
When I heard about it, I was like, hold up, how do I get myself in here?
Yeah.
I make sure that I'm heard. Like, I'm like, I want to get down, Ben, hook me up. So I'm glad for my opportunity.
You reached out to me on the Facebook.
That's right.
A Facebook comment, and meant a lot to me.
Oh, I was loving it. I wanted you to know, everybody know I want to get down. So
yeah, you really killed it. 22B fucking kicks ass.
Oh,
thank you, 22B.
Thank you guys for coming.
The woman and her son. Thank you.
Shout out to my friend,
Raina's friend and her son.
Yep. I'm glad we get to chat and just like
me too. This was a great conversation. Now we have it forever.
Forever. It's awesome. Hopefully I'll be back on the Cozy Zone
season two.
Adventure, and maybe I'll have Ben on my podcast. A couple things came out of this, right? We're both going to do some comedy.
A lot of networking. Yeah. Oh, and life.
And life.
Life truths.
Yeah. We're going to do more comedy. We will. I'm going to get my podcast going and I'm going to share everything that I'm doing.
Yeah. Listen up. Get ready. Get ready for the Ben Weber Projects, but soon to be Cozy Zone. If you go there now, it's like a test page. Please disregard. I'm sorry. I need to find. Maybe if any of you know about like podcast internet stuff, let me know. Ben@smashtype.com.
Awesome. Signing out. Ray Ray.
Thank you, Raina. Joe, anything? Any final words, Joe?
Whoop whoop, pull over, that ass too fat. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Beep.
Joe, do you have anything to say?
Joe is just like sniffing Ben's face.
Anything?
Okay.
No, I guess not. All right. Keep it cozy.
Keep it cozy.
Keep it cozy
in the morning.
Cozy zone.
Are intimately finding our peaceful cozy zone. And Ben,
we're back.
Yes, Ben and Raina in the house.
We're back. That was we were just getting a little snack break. That was just a snack break, guys. I don't know what you thought that was.
True, the snack break gave us an opportunity to like reassess what we wanted to do and figure like there are other things we still want to discuss.
What did you want to ask me, Raina?
Well,
I'm having some popcorn.
Great. I'm just going to fix my mic. Okay.
Oh, and we decided that we're going to go see Get Hard.
Together. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That is big.
That's a big plot development in the saga of the Cozy Zone with Ben Weber.
Yeah, I convinced Ben to come with me. I was like, Ben, like, come out. Plus, they're not showing the Fast and the Furious movie right here.
I would see that.
So Ben would have been down for whatever, but we're good.
If it's the seventh, I'm in. Like, if it could last for, if there's six other of these.
Right?
It's got to still be good. They got to know what they're doing.
It's a crazy franchise. Like, Who else has made seven?
Saw.
How many saws?
I think it's double digits for saw. Dubby didge.
It looks like double digits because it's in like Roman. But like, no. How many saws did they make?
I don't know. A lot of saws. A lot of saws. At least, I don't know, at least five. They were like super cheap, I guess. I don't know. You could just churn them out because you're just torturing people in a room or like, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
But they do a good job with like the music.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah, because a big part of scary movies is the music. For me, at least. It's like, if I shut off the sound, I can really take it.
The Shining? Holy crap.
I can't watch scary movies.
That was super scary.
They give me nightmares. Everyone knows that. If it's late night and you want to watch something scary with me, no. No.
Yeah.
Daytime, early in the morning, I'm down for the scary movie saga. Sorry. No worries. So, yeah. So.
I'm dropping popcorn everywhere.
Ben and I started our afternoon before we even started shooting, talking about, like, you know, dating and, like, how dating's going. And I'm single, but Ben is in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to understand what that meant and what that looks like.
Yeah.
And just also letting Ben know that, like, dating's hard regardless.
Oh, word. I hear ya.
In some of the games or non-games we play.
It sounds terrible. Dating scene. It sounds. I just don't have a lot of experience dating. I've, like...
But what is a lot of experience, like...
I've had relationship experience. Like, you know...
Like, being with someone monogamous for a long... For an extended amount of time.
For an extended amount of time. I've got that down. But, you know, but dating is tough.
I have some rules for dating.
Let's hear them.
If you're a man or a woman and I find you attractive, I will let you know.
Great.
Right? You can count on me, hey, Joe, to get that ball going. Because it's rare that I find a human that I'm like, oh, I'm attracted to in this way. And maybe I would like to see them. Oh, Joe, man. Joe just spilled, like, some popcorn on the floor, but not really his fault.
No, it's okay.
Things happen.
Things happen.
We recover. Ben Weber just came down there fast. Whoop. It is what it is, Ben. We've lost whatever we can't see.
Okay.
So my first rule is if I'm attracted to someone and I like them in that way or I'm interested in possibly pursuing them romantically, whatever that means, because... You know, it could just be, oh, I think they're cute, or I want to get to know them, or I want to kiss them, or I want to do more than that, you know?
Yeah.
Then I let that be known. And then after that, then it's sort of like, then I'm just trying to learn, engage, and see if it's something that I could do or not do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do a honeymoon stage myself from the get-go so that there's no confusion about how I move.
That's very lucky. That's not always the case.
But that's an intentional movement on my part.
I understand. Yeah, no, which is beautiful.
You know, I'm like trying to make dating work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is a good time? Is there ever a good time?
For what?
Like during the day for a date? Like what's the best date time?
You know, all date times are good because, like, breakfast dates, like, you thinking about the person all day, and sometimes it helps the day go by.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch dates can be good if you want them to be fast and, like, you don't know how you feel about someone. Breakfast and lunch dates are actually good for that. Or even, like, oh, I couldn't wait to see you. Like, let's meet up really quickly. Like, those kind of lunch dates are good.
Mm-hmm.
Evening dates are a little trickier, right? Because it's, like, the other person might be perceiving how quickly you're...
Yeah, that's a standard. That's a standard date time. I feel like, oh, Joe D.
Oh, Joe, you're such a lover. He just wants to be touched.
Yeah.
Ben and I are both allergic, but we're on that Zyrtex.
Zyrtex. It's generic though.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's a Duane Reade.
Duane Reade generic.
Walgreens generic Zyrtex works.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I got that shit on some sort of super duper sale.
That's great, yeah.
And it works.
Yeah, Claritin's very expensive.
Very, very. All them shits are really expensive, but they work.
They do. They do. Like, I feel great.
So I can't say shit about that. And then I also got these hypoallergenic wipes for Joe to help with the dandruff.
Oh, nice, yeah. We got to do that with our... I got some dusty cats.
No, they just leave hair everywhere. Dusty it's just cats. Dusty cats. All cats are dusty, dusty cats. Ben, at Celebrate, we also make great music and soundtracks.
Oh my God, yes.
I might have to make up some music for the Cozy Zone.
You better make some.
You know, I can make this happen. Also, Max Forman Mullen, who I haven't shouted out the whole time
oh
I've been
God,
here. Oh my
God, Max Forman Mullen.
Crazy.
Max Forman
Mullen, quit your job. Join
oh
me at Celebrate.
Oh my God,
ASAP.
Max Forman Mullen. Jesus Christ.
Right?
Please.
Crazy. Secondly, Max Forman Mullen is the truth.
Yes.
Oh. Great. So, at Celebrate. Max Forman Mullen also makes beats. He could also hook something up for the Cozy Zone.
I got to ask
Holler
him.
Holler at him. He already has some stuff.
I gotta find him.
I call it like chill rap.
I'm
it's like a
chill
mix
rap.
Of like it's like a mix of like music from the Bay with Little Dragon and like a hip hop sound. Like you know you're listening to some smooth hip hop.
Great.
Yeah, that's Max Forman.
I can't
Mullen
wait. That's
style.
So nice.
Max, I love you, boo.
I love you, Max.
Yes, dating. Right. So we got that. I'll let you know if I like you.
Great.
I don't play honeymoon stage. Yeah.
It's all on dating.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Where do you meet people? Online? At the bar?
Yeah, I guess you meet people everywhere.
Everywhere? Constantly?
Yeah. I mean, it's rare that my friends have introduced me to someone that I thought was attractive for me. Not that they aren't attractive, but one time a friend did meet someone and we met and, you know, it was cool. But for the most part, I see guys for myself and then I sort of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dating is, it's whatever. I'm not paying too much attention to it at this point. I feel like there's times where I think about it a lot and I'm like, oh, I want to be dating. And then right now I'm just like, whatever, I'm focusing on my career, whatever it is I'm doing, making myself happy. And obviously he will show up because I'm in a good space and ready for it. And that's it.
Yeah, man. I think meeting in person, like seeing a person face to face, is the best.
Yeah.
There's so much presence in a person, and I'm not good at decoding the internet. I met someone at a wedding, and then I met someone who I'd already met in college.
You
but
re-met?
I remet. Yeah, we remet at an Elastic City talk, and I goofed them both up, man.
What does that mean?
Goofed them up.
Just doing a time check before our movie. Oh, okay, yeah. We're doing good. I mean,
You know, I didn't text quickly enough. For one.
Yeah. And I mean, text reading is hard. Deciphering texts and figuring out people's flows and how they message. That's hard.
It's hard. I'm not good at it. I'm getting better. I'm really trying to get better.
Yeah.
But, I haven't been good at communication with my secondary people.
Yeah. Your secondary.
Yeah.
Because it's like your...
It's a hierarchy. That's
a hierarchy. That's how open relationships work.
Not sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Ours does.
Ours does.
Nicolette, mine. You can learn all about our open relationship in episode one of
Uno.
Cozy Zone.
The Cozy Zone with Nicolette, who's the shit.
She's great. Literally she's really, really sexy and lovely. She's in the Bay Area right now.
Yeah. Which is probably why she's not here with us right now, because, you know, she could have done the Cozy Zone with me.
Yeah. You guys can do your own Cozy Zone.
Yeah, but Nicolette and I have brunch date coming up soon, so.
Good.
We're good.
Good. Do you want any popcorn?
I'm good right now.
Listen to that. That's some good podcasting right there.
Yeah, a little kettle corn.
It's delicious. It really, really makes quite a noise. That's unbelievable.
It's nice crunch pop in there.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Okay, so Ben and Raina struggle at dating, but Ben isn't in a relationship, so he can't struggle that bad.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know.
He struggles in these secondary relationships.
That's right, I'm not good at this, yeah, I'm a bad secondary person. Yeah.
And I
gotta improve my hierarchy.
I would say I'm fresh on the scene, and it is what it is. I mean, I get what I want.
Great.
I make it happen.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh God,
do we need to add anything from our service
bottom
situation, our BDSM life?
Well, well played, Rina. Yeah, flogging. I wanted you to say flogging on
flogging
the air.
Flogging on the air.
So, yeah, I was talking a little bit about service bottom. And we were talking a little bit about why are people into that?
I think there's pleasure in pain.
Say a little more.
Okay, so...
I agree.
I believe that sometimes when we are experiencing pain, we sometimes experience pleasure in that, or even the sinister part of that pain brings us some sort of pleasure. I definitely have felt that many times in many ways. And even like sometimes when I'm crying because some shit sucked, like there's some humor in it. There's some pleasure in it. It's like, really? So
there is a lot of humor in tears.
Yes.
So we laugh at crying clowns a lot. It's very funny.
I laugh at myself sometimes when I'm crying. Yeah. I mean, no one makes an uglier crying face than Kim Kardashian, but.
Ooh. Patented.
Patented ugly face for crying. Oof. So, yeah, that brings us tons of pleasure.
Yeah. The sun is setting.
I know. Shout out to, you know, the hour changing and us getting more daytime in New York City.
Yeah, thank you, daylight savings.
Yeah.
Thank you, farmers.
Thank you. It is 7:28 on a Sunday, and we still have some sunlight.
Yeah, it's really lucky.
Yeah. So, flogging. I don't know. I've just been reading, learning more and whatever. You know, I can get it. I understand it. I feel like, why not if you want to be whipped or spanked or a little slice or whatever in the middle of your pleasure and it entices and it works for you, rock on.
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
I have not read the entire books. I have read chapters and little pieces from my friends for comedy only.
Totally. Okay. Yeah.
Some of it just feels kind of like ridiculous.
You're a cultural scientist. You're a
yeah.
You're I was a social like, scientist.
Exactly. Yeah. We read it. Had some fun with it. Yeah, nothing crazy. I saw the movie.
Yeah. How was that?
You know, my friend Karen, who went with me, you know, had read all the books, was really excited. We went on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
like,
that's when it came
totally
out.
Totally girls' night. Like, shout out to Karen for being my Valentine this year.
Word.
We went, girls' night. Just went, saw the movie. She fell asleep. Mind you, she was the one that wanted to go. I was going mostly to see how the sex scenes played out, which I'm not going to say they didn't get me. I mean, it could have been better is all I want to say. You know, like, it's not like I didn't get a little excited. Sure, I mean.
Is it worth it? Is it worth seeing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Wait till you can watch it on TV. It's not worth spending this money.
Is it still in theaters?
I don't know, Ben, but it's not worth movie theater money.
All right, yeah.
Whatever.
No. Three, or maybe what about it in 3D? Some of the sex scenes in 3D?
No, it wasn't sex like that. I mean, maybe the next films will have whatever.
Erect cock?
But while I'm saying, we need to get, Ben, so good. Before we go into Cox, let's just say that the soundtrack for 50 Shades of Grey was really great. So shout out to the soundtrack.
Yeah, great.
Something great came out of that film.
Nice.
And then going right into Cox, I want to say that I'm appreciative that in the, you know, past 10 years or so, we've been seeing more of the male body in television and in film.
Mm.
And you guys need to like not be afraid. Like, be a man. Show them what you're working with.
Great.
Women have been out here forever.
Is that an invitation for it? Would you like to see a picture of it? May I send you a picture?
You see, that's where you're confused. I'm just saying that when you're making a film where you feel it is okay to show everything and anything except your body, that is not okay.
Yeah.
That is not okay. That is not realistic. You are also part of it. If anything, you know, you're deciding which woman with which man and how it's going down. The least you could do is show yourself as well. Stop hiding.
Show more penis.
Yeah, show more penis.
By Reina Bonaparte.
Quote me, show more penis. But show I did not ask for a dick pic. That's not what that means. That's like.
Where should we send the dick pics, Reina? Where can we, would you like your own Pinterest board? Can we share a pin of my dick? Does that happen? Are there dick pics on Pinterest?
I don't think so. There's probably a dick pic group on Instagram. But no.
How do you find that? Hashtag dick group?
Yeah, or dick pics.
Dick pics? Hashtag?
Dick pics. Hashtag. Okay. Hashtag dick pics.
I'll check that out.
Hashtag big dicks. Hashtag my dick.
Big dick month.
I mean, Ben, this is how I feel, guys. Like, if you're with someone and they are into your dick and you know that and you want to send dick pics, I bet that works out for you.
Yeah.
And like, but randomly sending chicks dick pics because you're excited, you have to really gauge the situation. Like, is your dick going to get her excited? Has she had this dick in order to get excited by it? Is this a first time look at my dick that I'm putting like a bow on for you? Is that going to get her excited? I just would consider the circumstances. Dicks aren't always pretty. One, two. We don't always want to see your dick. Three. It's
what
like,
if it's
with gauge
the,
it.
What if the lights are off? I show you like a really shitty, like,
dark. Now I got a shitty dark picture of you. That might turn me completely off. Like, I don't even know what you're working with.
Well,
you know what? Forget it.
HD.
So you're afraid to send your full dick. That's like,
do you want it oiled? Would you like an oiled dick?
I don't know.
Is that a no?
I don't know. I don't know if I've gotten an oil dick.
Scented oil.
The best dick picture I got.
Of
and
the
maybe
two
he's
you've
listening.
Got.
It was like a video. Two that I had requested. I've gotten tons of dick pics and videos.
Okay.
I wish I was archiving them. I tell the girls all the time.
Oh, Jesus.
And some of the girls have seen this one. It's like a video and it starts like, it looks like a wrist. It's a watch on a wrist. And then you kind of pull out and it's a dick. It's a watch on a dick. That's the best dick video I've ever gotten.
What kind of watch?
It's like a nice big watch. You really think you're looking at like a nice watch. And when I got the video, I was like, why is he sending me a picture of a watch? Right? And then it starts on the watch here and then it kind of comes out.
You see the
full shaft.
Is the arm really veiny? Are there a lot of veins and like
I think there's one big green vein on this dick. Anyway, that was the best dick video.
How did that go down? Did it gain any traction?
Well, I've shown it to my girlfriends, and so it's gotten multiple views.
All right, so it's gone viral.
It's gone viral in my life.
Okay.
And I've looked at it many times, and I've laughed and told him that was like the best video. If he's going to be circulating dick pics, that's a good choice.
Word. So well done. Is there a code name for this?
I'm giving him great feedback. Code name? I mean,
just so I can give a shout out to our
dick pic
hero. Dick pic hero 9. Watch my dick.
Oh, hell no, it's him. He told me once that his friends called him the Black Mamba.
Hashtag Black Mamba.
Hashtag Black Mamba. I laugh so hard. I mean, sure, you have a big dick, but like really, the Black Mamba? Oh, Negroes.
That's really great.
Dudes are so excited. I mean, rock on. And while we're talking about dicks, just so that we're clear.
Yeah.
You know, they say size matter and size does matter. And I want to make sure that all my views about dicks are out there now so that we can, dick talk once and for all.
That's terrifying to hear.
Get all my dick thoughts out there.
No. What do you mean size matters?
You know,
what are you talking about?
So, like, you know, there's all this talk about size matter. And I guess if you're watching TV late night, you also see, like, male enhancement drugs. There's so many of them.
Yeah, man.
But the truth is that, like, yes, size matters. Sure. You want, when you first come in contact with new dick, that you feel like, oh, I'm going to want this new dick. Like, the size feel right. The girth is great. This is something that I'm going to be able to enjoy as a participant in this activity.
Yeah, yeah. Dick participant.
New dick participant.
New dick participant.
With that said... Mm-hmm. It's like if your dick is not like whatever inches it needs to be, girth needs to be, if you don't have either inches or girth, then know how to work your dick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it little, you know, like no one wants it to shy away.
How to work your little dick. I'm sure some people might appreciate that. I would not appreciate that. Work your little dick.
Yeah. And you
work
know what?
Your dick
While we're
me.
At it, don't bring Magnum condoms to the little dick party. This is the one thing that one must be said.
I mean,
women, I need
like,
you to stop lying.
I like the I just like how roomy it is. I just like the feel of the, like,
no, no one wants that.
Yeah.
We know you don't have a Magnum dick. You're embarrassing yourself and putting me in an awkward situation.
It's fine.
And what if it falls off?
Room to grow.
Non-Magnum ass.
I have a, like a hair tie that I use. It's fine.
I
have
hate
like
it
a twist
when dudes
tie.
Bring the Magnum condom.
I have a twist tie. It's fine. Will you put the twist? Will you fix the twist tie right here? Please. Do it for me, baby. I'd fix the twist tie.
No.
It's golden. Do you want to see my Magnum golden vest that I've made of all my used Magnums that I've used because I've fucked so many times?
I don't, Ben, I'm just saying that, like.
Put a twist
tie. I'm already sleeping with you. Like, I know what your dick is. Like, we're going to do this. Don't try to fool me with the Magnum condom. I'm going to feel it. Like,
I have to put, like, I have to put a garbage bag over a hula hoop.
Hilarious. Okay, that was it. I've said what I needed to say.
Oh, God.
If you have a little dick, bring it to the party. Be confident. Work your little dick. Maybe you need to give
team
head
up.
Longer. Maybe you need
yeah,
to be
team up.
Eating this pussy way longer
team
so that it doesn't matter.
Find a partner.
Oh.
Two little dicks.
Two little dicks for the price of one.
Yeah. And be, you know, eat pussy a long time. That's good practice anyway.
That should be good practice all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. That should be good practice whether you have little dick or big
yeah.
dick or in between dick. Whatever kind of dick you have.
Yeah.
Eating
pussy
should be
a long time.
A long time.
Until
every time.
Yeah. Every time.
Great.
Until
first practice.
Until they don't want it anymore.
Second. Good job, Ben. Second practice. Wear your right size condom. Don't worry about that.
It's fine. You can just use a twist tie.
Not true.
I don't even know why they make little condoms. Who is that tiny? God, I like. God, Jesus. Doesn't
oh
a Magnum just feel
God.
Like a tiny, like you're in a little tenement for your dick? That's what I feel like. It's the
so
tenement museum.
We have eat pussy regularly, wear your right size condom, and think before you send a dick pic.
Yes. Be understanding. Be patient.
Women like to come too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, they do. Sometimes it's hard though.
I'm not saying it's the easiest thing on earth. It's a struggle sometimes for ourselves when
yeah.
we're alone. I'm not
yeah.
saying it isn't.
No.
But what I'm saying is that should be the aim of the practice
it,
as
it
well.
It is an aim. That is definitely a big aim. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So. Whew.
Amen.
These are important things that we needed to get out there.
Always ask. Wait for a yes.
Well, yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Just doing a little consent.
Consent check-in.
Did consent.
You? Yeah.
But also like.
Both parties.
But also like, you know.
Because some women are aggressive.
If you've agreed on something.
Yeah.
Like you can work it out so you don't need to talk about it.
True.
In the moment.
In the moment.
But talk about it before. And then
yeah, I like to talk about it all.
Yeah.
Before, after, and you know, yeah. like I want to make sure I'm connected and we're on the same page about what's happening.
Oh, yeah. It's really, it's great that way.
Yeah.
Listening, responding.
I think it accentuates it, makes it so much better the next time.
Yeah. Asking for what you need.
Asking for what you need.
Oh, my God. It's growing dark in New York City and you can see all the lights.
It's getting beautiful.
In New Jersey.
Ben, we got to roll.
Dude, I'm ready.
Okay. Now I'm feeling a little more satisfied because like this dick stuff has been on my mind for a minute and I really wanted it to get it out there.
I am unbelievably honored.
These are things that people need to hear. We need to get on the same page about hard. If you're out here dating,
dick.
These are things that I'm helping you.
Yeah. Listen up.
Get it together.
Listen
so that
up.
You can be your best you out there. Like,
yeah,
no shade. Just
get it.
Good
together.
Advice.
Yeah. Listen up. It's good. I'm going to, apply it myself.
Yeah.
Apply it theater.
And yeah.
Max Forman Mullen.
Max Forman Mullen. Love you.
Getting cozy with you soon, buddy. Sarah Orr and Sham. I'll see you. Brisa, we got to make a date.
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
This is Ben and Raina signing out from Celebrate.
Celebrate. Celebrate. Cozy Zone at Celebrate. Celebrate Cozy Zone.
Cozy Zone represents Celebrate.
CZ.
CZ.
CZ and he.
Ow.
We are intimately finding our peaceful cozy zone. And Ben
He interviews friends. It's awkward and then it's Cozy Zone. Occasionally it's a lovely thing to be nosy in somebody's cozy zone. So please snuggle up sweet. A beautiful thing, it's Cozy Zone.